Blog Talk Radio.
All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs.
Give your name the highest praise today. So we say hi, hi. Hallelujah.
Glory belongs to you, oh God.
Y'all know it by now, come on, sing.
For the glory belongs,
the glory belongs to you,
to you.
For the glory belongs to you, oh God.
Yeah.
For the glory belongs to you,
oh God.
For the glory belongs to you.
Oh Lord, we bless your name and we give you glory. We lift your high. All the earth, because you're worthy of all of the praise today, yeah. And we say,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Abiyah, in the name of thy son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King. We ask you, Abba, that you forgive us for all our sins and that you hear our prayer. Father, thank you first and foremost for giving us the breath of life and allowing us to see another day, allowing us to see another Shabbat, for protecting us, leading us, and guiding us throughout this week, to strengthen us to overcome all the wiles of the devil, Father, and giving us the wisdom to outsmart him. We thank you, Father, for providing for us throughout the weekend in every way, Father, giving us our daily substance, Father, what we need, sometimes a little extra, sometimes a little less, but nevertheless sustaining us, Father. Father, we thank you for encouraging us, Father, to continue in your word. Sometimes when we don't want to give up, sometimes when we want to give up, Father, sometimes when we're discouraged, Father, you show us your way and show us your word. It gives us the strength that we need to keep going on, Father. Sometimes you might put it on a sister or a brother just to reach out and give an encouraging word or bring a smile to your face, you know, to laugh and lift their spirits, Father. And we thank you for putting that on our brothers and our sisters for doing those things, Father. Father, we ask that you reveal your word to us, Father. We ask, Father, that you heal us mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. Continue to heal everyone who has cried out to you, Father, be it Israel or not. Heal them and bring them into your fold, Father. Father, we ask that you continue to protect the children and protect their minds, especially. Well, because Hasatan is really trying to screw these kids up. You know, he's on his job, Alvin. We ask, Father, that you give us that extra dose that we need, that extra oomph that we need, that extra strength that we need to overcome him. We thank you for the words that you put on our brother Yariel's heart last night. And Alvin, we just ask that you continue to put your words on the Moray that's coming forth next. Fill them up and edify us through him. Bring forth your word. Let it do what it's supposed to do. In Yahushua's name, we give you praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahushua, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who chooses the Torah, Moshe his servant, Israel his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, family. It's your brother, Dayuel, and magnify the Torah, make it honorable, by way of Kol Elohim. Hope you had a great week, and if you didn't, it's the Shabbat. Lay your burdens down and come sup with the Father. Come have a nice little meal and ask him whatever it is you want to, you know. Get those pesky little thoughts off your mind. Today we're going to talk about blood and bones. And as we read before, that our bones actually make blood. You know, the place where blood is manufacture is within the bone structure. So one of the purposes, we're going to read about the different purposes of blood and bones. But one of the things that Abba has put on my mind and it relating to my health is one of the things that is, the major thing that is defining my health is I have weak bones. My skeletal system is not in good shape. And because I suffer from arthritis, I suffer from my bones aren't as dense or as strong as they belong. So therefore, as anything, when the foundation is not as strong as it's supposed to be, neither is the whole house, neither whatever it is built on it. So my muscle structure isn't as strong as it's supposed to be. And when I went to physical therapy, it showed. You know, the woman told me, she said part of my muscle was working fine, but my outer muscles are working fine because they're the ones I use to move and get around. But my inner muscles, and your inner muscles is what helps you with your balance, your coordination, and that's really the strength of the body. They're weak, and they can't resist. They can't put up the resistance or the fight that they're supposed to. And it's partly to blame because of my skeletal system. My skeletal system is weak, so therefore the muscle structure on it is weakened also. But I was looking through the Word, and we're going to see some things, because one of the things that Abba has showed me was, going through the Word, just listen to the correlation to these passages that we go through, all right? But before we do that, let me send out this. It's the same file we went through, been going through, but this is lesson 6.4. It's under bone formation and development. I'm going to send this out, and then, you know, this is actually a whole, it's a table of contents on there where you can actually move it around and all that. Right. I hope everybody got it. Send it to this last one. All right. So okay. So when you open it up, it should be on part 6.4. It says bone formation and development. If you go all the way down to the bottom, scroll down to the bottom, and it talks about, it says diseases of the skeletal system. It's all the way at the bottom. A little bit to get there, and then we'll start reading. You know, because one of the things, you know, us having a not so strong foundation, again, when the foundation is weak, you know, everything around it is weak. Everything is built on is weak. And as we read within Brother Shaul's writings or Brother Paul's writings, everything will be tried. You know, however you build on that build on that foundation, it's going to be tried. Whether it be hay or stubble or wood, silver, or gold. That's what he said. So, you know, the better material you use, the less loss you'll suffer. All right. At the bottom it said, diseases of the skeletal system. Osteogenesis imperfecta, OI, is a genetic disease in which the bones do not form properly and therefore are fragile and break easily. It is also called brittle bone disease. The disease is present from birth and affects a person throughout life. The genetic mutation that causes OI affects the body's production of collagen, one of the critical components of bone matrix. All right, so the severity of the disease can range from mild to severe. Those with the most severe forms of the disease sustain many more fractures than those with a mild form. Frequent and multiple fractures typically lead to bone deformities and short stature. Bowing of the long bones and curvature of the spine are also common in people affected with OI. Curvature of the spine makes breathing difficult because the lungs are compressed. And remember how we read last week, one of the functions of that rib cage is to protect. But now something's the matter with the foundation. The foundation ain't right. Now it's actually attacking or causing harm to something it's supposed to protect. Think about that. You know, when the structure in the beginnings aren't right, you know, it will cause harm to the thing that it's supposed to protect, that vital organ. It says, because collagen is such an important structural protein in many parts of the body, people with OI may also experience fragile skin, weak muscles, loose joints, easy bruising, frequent nosebleeds, brittle teeth, blue sclerera. Now, sclerera is the white part of the eyeball. All right, so it'll discolor. You have that discolored eyeball. Blue sclerera and hearing loss. There is no known cure for OI. Treatment focuses on helping the person retain as much independence as possible while minimizing fractures and maximizing mobility. Towards that end, safe exercises like swimming, in which the body is less likely to experience collisions or compressive forces or compressive forces, are recommended. And that's one of the things that the physical therapist recommended for me. She said, you know, as far as a rehabilitational stance goes, because I walk a 40-minute mile. It'll take me 40 minutes to walk a mile. And that's with optimal conditions. That's with the land level and everything. And there's no hills or going downhill or uphill or anything like that. With level land, that's a nice polished floor. And it'll take me 40 minutes to walk a mile. They timed me. You know, where the average person walks it in 20. You know, according to the data that they have and this and another. But, you know, can you imagine, so like you're rehabbing, you think you're moving, and you're not. Because you're moving fast for you. You're sweating, and, you know, and with my leg, I'm kind of dragging it. I'm not kind of dragging it. I am dragging it. You know? And it's laborious. It's a very labor-intensive walk. You know, and you got these folks looking at you, and it's all because your bone structure ain't right. Your bone structure is weak. And it can't perform the way that it's supposed to perform. So now the things that you've done and it's now a hindrance to you. Right? It says, towards the end, safe exercises like swimming, in which the body is less likely to experience collisions or compressive forces, are recommended. Braces to support legs, ankles, knees, and wrists are used as needed. Canes, walkers, or wheelchairs can also compensate for weaknesses. When bones do break, cast splints or wraps are used. In some cases, metal rods may be surgically implanted into the long bone of the arms and legs. Research is currently being conducted on using bisphosphonates to treat OI. That word, that's just talking about drugs. The drugs they use to fight against this certain disease. Smoking and being overweight are especially risky in people with OI, since smoking is known to weaken bones, and extra body weight puts additional stress on the bones. So, you know, everybody knows I'm a big guy, you know, so I didn't do myself any favors with this weight, right? So with that being said, we're going to actually, on the left-hand side is three lines. It's the table of contents on the left-hand side of your phone, closer to the top. It's three lines. If you go into that and then go into the table of contents, you'll see all the stuff that there that they offer and everything for this whole course. If you go to fluid and transport, right? Fluids and transport under 18, it's just, wait a minute. That's the door one. Yeah. Under 18, it says the cardiovascular system, blood, right? And then you go to 18.1, we're just going to look at the overview of blood for right now. All right? And if anybody's having trouble going there, just let me know, and I'll just send the link out with the actual where you need to go. All right, I ain't hear no ting, so I'm going to assume everybody's there. All right, 18.1. We're going to skip over the bullet points and start with the paragraph. It says, recall that blood is a connective tissue. Like all connective tissues, it is made up of cellular elements and an extracellular matrix. The cellular elements referred to as formed elements include red blood cells, RBCs, white blood cells, WBCs, and cell fragments called platelets. The extracellular matrix called plasma makes blood unique among connective tissues because it is a fluid. This fluid, which is mostly water, perpetually suspends the form elements and enables them to circulate throughout the body within the cardiovascular systems. Functions of blood. The primary function of blood is to deliver oxygen and nutrients to and remove waste from body cells. But that is only the beginning of the story. So that's the primary function. Our foundation produces blood, and the blood functions on behalf of the foundation, of the beginning principles. So think about that, how we add on and how we learn how the prophets are built upon what Moses wrote, all the way up to Yahushua. When Yahushua tells them, if they don't believe Moses and the prophets, but he starts at Moses, why Moses being the foundation, the prophets are like the blood of the word, because it takes these parts of Moses and brings them up to date. It's the connective tissue. And in the way that, you know, it says blood is different because it forms it, because of the form of it. You know, it's not like the sinew or the muscle fibers or anything like that. It's a liquid. So it grabs on the stuff and it can move things throughout the body. It's not solid. It can take on any form that it needs to take on. And that's the thing about liquids. You know, the liquid can go to solid because we see it clots up and it can stop bleeding. You know, when it decides to clot up if you're bleeding. But as it's traveling through your body, it stays in this particular form, which grabs things, brings it to where it needs to go, takes the nutrients where it needs to go, takes the harmful stuff where it needs to go, down to the kidneys and all that, to get it processed, to get it out the body. Right? So this is what the blood does. And on top of that, it moistens the bones. It says, the primary function of blood is to deliver oxygen and nutrients and to remove waste from the body cells. But that is only the beginning of the story. The specific functions of blood also include defense, distribution of heat, and maintenance of homeostasis. Transportation. Nutrients from the foods you eat are absorbed in the digestive tract. Most of these travel in the bloodstream directly to the liver, where they are processed and released back into the bloodstream for delivery to body cells. Oxygen from the air you breathe diffuses into the blood, which moves from the lungs to the heart, which then pumps it out to the rest of the body. Moreover, endocrine glands scattered throughout the body release their products called hormones into the bloodstream, which carries them to distinct target cells. Blood also picks up cellular waste and byproducts and transports them to various organs for removal. For instance, blood moves carbon dioxide to the lungs for exhalation from the body, and various waste products are transported to the kidneys and liver for excretion from the body in the form of urine or bile. Defense. Many types of WBCs, white blood cells, protect the body from external threats, such as disease-causing bacteria that have entered the bloodstream in a wound. Now, the Torah actually talks about what we're supposed to do with certain molds as bacteria. and how we should deal with these things. Right? So you take the brick, you look at it, and if it's the areas, you take the brick out, quarantine it. If the stuff comes back, if it keep on coming, if after the second, sometimes you got to condemn the whole house. Right? And some bacteria are like that. You know, some bacteria or some people don't have a high white blood cell count. So there's different external, like people die from pneumonia. Because their body count, their white blood cell count isn't high enough to defend it. People used to die from tetanus, you know, and so on and so on. The COVID, you know. So it's not a coincidence, you know, that us maintaining a high white blood, we need that, and people are working against that. When I say people, I mean Hasatan. Hasatan and his minions want to take our health away, our physical health. But think about it, it's on the spiritual level also. All right, he says, many types of white blood cells protect the body from external threats, such as disease-causing bacteria that have entered the bloodstream in a wound. Other white blood cells seek out and destroy internal threats, such as cells with mutated DNA that can multiply to become cancerous, or body cells infected with viruses. When damage to the vessels results in bleeding, blood platelets and certain proteins dissolve in plasma, the fluid portion of the blood, interact to block the ruptured areas of the blood vessels involved. This protects the body from further blood loss. Maintenance of homeostasis. Recall that body temperature is regulated via a classic negative feedback loop. If you were exercising on a warm day, and this he's about to explain what he means by this. Basically, our body and how our body works is always wants to be in balance. All right. So, I'll just let him explain it. It says recall that body temperature is regulated via a classic negative feedback loop. If you were exercising on a warm day, your rising core body temperature would trigger several homeostasic mechanisms, including increased transport of blood from your core to your body periphery, which is typically cooler. As blood passes through the vessels of the skin, heat will be dissipated to the environment, and the blood returning to your core will be cooler, right? So you exercising, the blood is going to come closer to your skin, raising your external temperature, which is causing you to sweat, causes the sweat glands and all these things to interact and all that, because your blood is actually closer to the outside of your skin. It rises up, right? Which causes it to be cooler, getting away from the core, because the core is hotter, right? So it says, in contrast, on a cold day, blood is diverted away from the skin to maintain a warmer body core. In extreme cases, this may result in frostbite. So you know, when you get cold outside, that wind blow, whoo, the outside of your, you feel it on your skin. That's what you're feeling, right? Well, your blood is going to retreat and stay closer to where it's warm at to keep the core functioning, to keep, you know, keep your body temperature at a stable body, at a stable temperature, so you don't get frostbite. But in some cases, some people don't get out of the cold. You know, or some people aren't wearing the proper protection from the cold. You know, they're not wearing the proper coats and jackets and stuff like that. So, you know, they want to look cute. So they're out there catching frostbite, trying to look cute, trying to look nice, right? But your blood and your body is doing what it's supposed to do, trying to keep you alive, right? It says, in extreme cases, this may result in frostbite. Blood also helps to maintain the chemical balance of the body. Proteins and other compounds in blood act as buffers, which thereby help to regulate the pH of body tissues. Blood also helps to regulate the water content of blood cells, of body cells. All right? Now, we're going to get into this word. And, you know, again, there's plenty of information on here. It talks about blood typing and all kinds of stuff. And all these. And I encourage anybody, you know, just read it. Just to, you know, be more knowledgeable of what's going on in your body at the very least, you know. But we're going to start in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. Take all this stuff into consideration. Ezekiel 37, it's talking, or Ezekiel 37, starting at verse 1. It says, "The hand of Yahweh was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of Yahweh and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I asked it, O Master Yahweh, you know. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus saith the Master Yahweh unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am Yahweh." Listen, y'all, listen to what... Everybody thinks that the valley of dry bones is a bad thing. And it is, in a way. Because Israel got to that condition over time. But obviously, no problem. If I got to start over, I'm going to start over. And I got to break everything down. So before there's flesh, before there is sinning, which is what's the name of those things? Your tendons, you know, which connect to this. And I'm going to start from this dry, but the first thing I got to do is I got to bring life into these bones. These bones are brittle. These bones are not, the foundation is brittle. With Israel, they destroyed the foundation. with all the fences and with all the arguing and with all the opinions of the rabbis, putting the rabbi's opinion over what thus saith Yahweh. With all the interpretations and all the harlotry, the foundation was destroyed. But Abba didn't give up. Abba said, look at all these dry bones. Look at them. They just out in the middle, just laying there dry. Hey, son of man, do you think they can live again? Only you know, Abba. Yep, they gonna live again. Because I'm gonna put my spirit in. I just gotta start over. I'm gonna start over. Right? He says, verse 6 again, he says, and I will lay sinew upon you and will bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. He did what he was supposed to do. Abba gave him a command. Yahweh gave him a command. The prophet prophesied just like he was supposed to do. And what happened? The rattling started to come. The bones got in order. Because think about what it's saying. It says, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. That means there was disorder. That means his hip bone was connected to his neck bone. You know, as we used to say, on the hip bone connected. No, they were out of order. The legs were where the feet were supposed to be, and the feet were where the hands were supposed to be. But when he prophesied, the first thing, they came, the bones that come together in their order, next to its bone. He says, bone to bone. He said, and when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up. So once the structure got together, and once the structure became right, the sinew and the flesh, the parts that connect, come on. And the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Master Yahweh, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he's commanded me, and the breath came unto them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, and think about this when you look at us out in this world right now. And this part right here is where the rest of these verses come. Pay attention to what he's saying. He says, then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried. Our hope is lost. Ain't that what we're saying? There's no hope. People out there think that there's no hope. That's all they see. No hope. But how is that affecting your bones? Your foundation. How is it affecting us? He says, our bones are dry and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Master Yahweh, behold, O my people, I will open up your graves and cause you to come up out your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am Yahweh when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your land. Then shall you know that I, Yahweh, have spoken it and performed it, saith Yahweh. So think about the condition that Israel is in. There's no hope for us. He's forsaken us. And I don't believe, to the point now, you have a whole bunch of atheists. Don't even believe God exists. Why, where he at? Prove him. And all this, anything and everything. Now they don't want to talk about God. They want to talk about the universe and the ancestors, all these things. Don't know that they're just giving hello, all this praise, giving him all this honor, all his glory. Us Yahudim, let me find that. That's a wrong button. Found it. In the book of John, or Yohanan, chapter 4, starting at verse 21. And, you know, this is, we're going to just read 21 through 23. All right? We know the situation. This is the woman, the Samaritan woman. All right? He says, Yahushua said unto her, woman, man, let's just go up top to get it. We're going to start at verse 7. Yohanan chapter 4, starting at verse 7. It says, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Yahushua said unto her, give me to drink. But his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Yahushua answered and said unto her, if you knewest the gift of Elohim, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman says unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then has thou that living water? She's looking. You ain't got a bucket to get the water out with. I mean, what is he talking about? Where you gonna get this living water from? You ain't got a bucket with you. Verse 12, he says, Are you greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle. And Yahushua answered, and said unto her, whosoever drinketh this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water shall of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into the everlasting life. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. She forgot all about her father Jacob. Because she just put it out there. You greater than Jacob, our father? He gave us this well. He did this, he did that. Yeah, he don't have that living spring, though. I have the living springs of water within me that I can give you. You do? Well, give me that water. Forgot all about Jacob. Am I great? Yes. Says, Yahushua said unto her, go, call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Yahushua said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. But thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. And that sayest thou truly. The woman saith unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Yep, that will convince me too. He telling you all about his home life, all about your home life, and he never met nobody. That would convince me too. Says, our fathers worship in the mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Yahushua said unto the woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye shall worship, whole point, ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. We know what's going on. Y'all don't know what y'all going on. So you out there worshiping the universe, and then you give all these, because just think about what the Samaritan did. She got a connection to Jacob. She got a connection to him, and she used that to try to say, well, you know, we don't even have, y'all don't have dealings with us. That's the first problem. Number two, you want me to get this water, and you only have a bucket. And on top of that, you know, our father Jacob gave us this well. You greater than him? But they wanted what he had. The Samaritan wanted what he had. That living well. Says you worship, ye know not what you worship. You know not what we know. What we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him. All right. So. Again, they do everything to not give credit to the Most High. Hold on for 1 second, family. Sorry about that, family. So, again, you know, they don't know what they're worshiping. And want to give all this credit and credit to, they just don't know. They just giving it the Hasatan. So, again, back to the dry bones. So let's look at some other verses within this word. And pay attention, y'all. Remember in the valley, they said that they didn't have any hope. They were lost, were cut off, and this, that, and another. And, you know, the Most High said, no, I'm going to breathe life into y'all. And when he breathed life after he prophesied, after the prophet prophesied, they came together and got how they were supposed to be, but it wasn't no life in them, right? So Job 21:24. All right. It says, we're going to look at just where it talks about dealing with these bones. It says, his breasts are full of milk, and his bones are moistened with marrow. Right? But it's talking, now one is talking about a person dying. Because if you go up to verse 23, right? It says, one dieth in his full strength, being wholly at ease and quiet. His breasts are full of milk, and his bones are moistened with marrow. And another dieth in bitterness of his soul, and never eateth with pleasure. They shall lie down alike in the dust, and the worm shall cover them. So it's talking about just death in general, how people can just die, right? But you know, you can be in very good health, very good foundation, very very good stuff. But death can still come upon you. Right? Death can still come upon you. And it's awakening. Right? Now, the next next verse, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 8. In Proverbs chapter 3, or is it Mishkael? I can't ever pronounce that. Mishkael, chapter 3. Right, and it's talking about, remember, it's talking about not forgetting the law, right? And all the things that the law do for you, not forgetting. But when you get down to verse 8, it says, it should be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones, right? So we know that the marrow is the inside, which part produces the blood, right? He talks about how the word, our word, is like that for our bones. It's going to help produce those red blood cells, those white blood cells, which travel and take nutrients where it's supposed to be, and also defends against any foreign invaders and the mutations that happens inwardly. You know, because I find that kind of interesting too. He talks about how the bones mutated inwardly, but he sets up these white blood cells to fight them too. You know, think about our opinions and how it can mutate us inwardly. All right. Verse Isaiah 66:14. Yeshaya. Or Isaiah 66:14. And this reads, when you see this, your heart shall rejoice. All right, well, we'll read that part. We're not going to go up. It says, and when you see this, your heart shall rejoice and your bones shall flourish like an herb. And the hand of Yahweh shall be known towards his servants and his indignation towards his enemies. All right, so now you're starting to see, well, not now, but all of these passages have something to do with the emotions and how they're feeling, right? So because you're feeling lost, because you're feeling down, you felt cut off and your bones were brittle. But he says that you keep your mind on the Torah, keep your mind on that law. One of the things that we know that when we keep our mind on the law and when we do what we're supposed to do, it produces those fruits of the Spirit. One of those fruits of the Spirit is joy. Excuse me. That's one of the fruits of the Spirit. Right? So, and that's health towards our bones. That keeps our bones healthy, keeps them strong, keeps them in a good state. Right? Then it talks about, again, says your bones shall flourish when you rejoice, when you, it's going to be a sign, and then you're going to see it, and your bones are going to flourish like a herb. You know? And think about that, you know, some of those herbs, when they come and they bloom, they smell so good, especially like rosemary. I like the smell of rosemary and thyme, those different Italian herbs. Sage, stuff like that. Man, when they flirt, oh man, they smell so good. They love such a pleasant aroma. Proverbs 14:30. It reads, a sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. Right? Again, these negative feelings, these negative emotions. So what is happening with us when these negative emotions jump on us? Well, when we, let me not say jump on, when we entertain those negative emotions, when we allow them in. Because we know that they affect us physically. They have a physical effect on us. Is it so much that it gets down to our very core, you know? Because we're not thinking about that at the time. At the time that we're going through those negative, we ain't thinking about that. You know, I commend my brother, you know, we were talking, he was like, yeah, you know, everybody gave me all these positive responses and this, that, and another. But when I was going through it, I ain't want to hear none of that. And it's the truth. We're not thinking about that. We're not thinking about a positive response when we're going through the fire. We're not thinking about that. We're not thinking about how this emotion is affecting us physically. We're not thinking about that. That's not on our mind. Our mind is blinded to that. Proverbs 15:30. It says, the light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. You know, when you think about your bones, it's, you know, because we didn't talk about that part yet, but we didn't talk about it in depth, but one of the things that the bones do is collect that, collect those nutrients, collect the calcium and the phosphorus, and it helps strengthen it. It helps the density and makes it that. You know? But he's talking about also a good report. Something, you did something and somebody acknowledged it. So it brought back some a good rapport for you. It makes your bones fat. It makes you that happy. It's a positive. So we can see the positives and the negatives. And how much more is it important to us to control our psyche? Along with this physical health, along because it can, those things can affect us in ways that we're not even thinking about. When you're talking about a bone loss and stuff of that nature. Psalms 32:1-5. Tehillim 32:1-5. Says, blessed is he whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom Yahweh imputeth not iniquity, and whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all day long. Holding in these secrets, not talking and not getting stuff off your chest causes your bones to wax old because you have that groaning all day long. Just holding it in and this, that, not doing what Abba said, dude, you got a problem with your brother, go to your brother. Discuss it between him and you. He don't hear you, take a witness. They still don't hear you, take them before the elders. Instead of going through the steps, you got to go through the steps. And, you know, you're not supposed to envy your brother that's what I'm looking for. Hate your brother, that's what he said. Don't hate your brother in your heart. Because it's doing more to you than you know. He says, when I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all day long. For day and night, thy hand was heavy upon me. Hear that? Hear what goes on while you're roaring all day long? Why you need to get this off of you? Abba's hand was upon you. He wants you to confess. He wants you to talk about it. But you just holding it in. He says, for day and night, thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Salah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto Yahweh, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. So now, get it out, say it. Because these things, if we take the word just at face value, it's affecting us in ways that we can't comprehend. Just these emotions are affecting us in ways we cannot comprehend. It's causing us to not work, to malfunction. That's the word I'm looking for. Not function properly. Psalms 34, verses 18 through 20. It says, Yahweh is nigh unto them that are of the broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Yahweh delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Now, we already read about what happens with broke bones when they keep on breaking over and over and over again, shattering. He said they can become short. They can mutate wrong. All kinds of things can happen to you, right? But they're broken because of the, in most cases, they're not strong enough to endure the pressure. Well, in all cases. They're not strong enough to endure the pressure that they were put upon. That was put upon it. That's why they broke. You know? He says, he keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken. He's guarding them. Shema. The same way he says we're supposed to guard that word. Shema. It says, guard the Sabbath, keep it. Same word. Proverbs 16:24. It says, pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. So again, you know, if there's a whole bunch of cliches out there, you know, but they're founded within the word, some of them are, you know, but this whole thing, they say, speak life in the people, you know, and I'm not saying that, you know, your words are going to extend the life of anybody, anything like that. But we don't have to make someone's day with a negative attitude, mess up somebody's day with a negative attitude or bring, you know, because the same way, again, the same way negativity is infectious and contagious, well, so is positivity. You know, you can be a positive person and let that positive energy be contagious. Help somebody have a better day. We have our last verse. Proverbs 17:22. And it reads, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. So think about what was said, brothers and sisters, you know, as far as like my brother said last night, we have to trust Yahweh. And also be trustworthy. One of the lessons that we learn is to be content in our situations, which takes time. And, you know, it's, everything takes time. You know, we're not going to be some superhero tomorrow. No. But one of the things that we have to put into practice is stop complaining about our situation. You know, and I'm talking about me. Me. Any situation that we can't, it is what it is, that it is what it is type situations, accept that. Do a better job of accepting that, you know. And again, if it be Abba will in time, he'll change it. You know, because if we truly believe what the words say, all things work for the good of Yah, for those who say, well, man, messing it up. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love Elohim, love Yah, to them who are called according to his purpose. We know that. If that's something that we believe, you know, our situations will change in due time. You know? Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That being said, family, I pray that Abba lead you and prepare you and learn you everything that he needs to learn you. You know, but you got something, exactly what you need out of it. You know, you took away that which is useful, you know, for your growth and for your well-being. So with that, I'm going to close up. If anybody has any questions, always hit the line, you know, put it out there and everything. And, you know, if you got questions about anything, you know, put it on the line and we'll answer it. All right. Blessed be you, Yahushua, King of the universe, Rock of all eternities, righteous in all generations, the trustworthy mighty one, who says and does, who speaks and fulfills, all whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Now one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled. For you are mighty one, trustworthy and compassionate King. Blessed be you, Yahushua, the mighty one, who is trustworthy in all his words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Abba Yah, in the name of thy son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, soon coming King. Father, we ask that you continue to lead us and guide us, Father, by your word. Continue to open your word up to us. Continue to bring us closer to you, Abba, little by little, day by day. Father, we ask that you heal us physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and that you send your guardian angels, Abba, over all of Israel, Father. Keep us from any hurt, harm, or danger, Father. Father, give us knowledge and understanding and wisdom to combat the devil and deceive him, Father. Father, thank you for putting our names in the book of life, Father. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you for preparing us for all the things that you want from us, Father. Father, we ask that you put your spirit upon the next Moray again, and that he brings forth that he brings forth your words, that he edifies, Father, through you. That you edify us through him, Father, and that you allow us to take away what needs to be taken away, Father. Grow us individually as well as collectively, Father. I pray for all the marriages and all the households of that Yahweh and Israel, Father, that we be one and be in accord, Father. If there's any problems, any circumstances, that we're able to speak to one another with love and come to an agreement, Father, according to your word, Father. In Yahushua's name, I pray, giving you exaltations and glory, Father, for everything that you've done for me personally, everything you do for us collectively, Father, on a day-to-day basis. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Shabbat shalom, family. Shabbat day well.
keep on loving you.